Music schools are full of young musicians, singers, composers, and conductors who too often have trouble making a living from what they do best. Now, WRTI's Meredy Duddleston gets a glimpse of the new tone of success.
If you haven't heard of the trio known as Time for Three, chances are you will. For over a decade, the three former Curtis students have been winning over audiences with their chemistry, virtuosity, and ability to think outside the classical music box. Zach Depew and Nick Kendall play violin. Renan Meyer plays the double bass. And while teaching young people to be entrepreneurs is a hot topic among educators in all fields, how does it apply to those whose best life would be shared through making music? Bass player Renan Meyer expresses their innovative spirit.
There's a big world of opportunity out there, and more industry is being created, and the way it's being created is actually by the musicians. That's a good thing to realize, and I think a hopeful thing to realize, to know that there are more opportunities than just the norm.
So along with a residency at the Indianapolis Symphony, touring, recording, and performing, the group and Meyer use the internet as an outlet for their talents and to reach out to fledgling musicians. Drawing on their personal experience, there's an anti-bullying video with a message of the power of persistence.
Through our lives as children into, you know, young men, we found ourselves not always the coolest guys with, you know, a double bass and two violins before we actually joined forces and had a group.
A story of triumph told with Time for Three's doubt-defying exuberance, accessible to everyone on the internet. And that's an entrepreneurial lesson.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.